the warning signs are all around us. www.killradio.org. Is life. You are not dead. Pound the epidermal drum skin. Unwrinkling has begun.
Hey, you still think Bin Laden did it? Like, I thought Ben Affleck was gay? If you don't like it, well, you could just get a life. Because you have no brain. And get new eyes, too. When I die, I'm coming back! When I die, I'm coming back! And, does anybody think J-Lo's ass is too big? Can you believe she has insurance for it? Like, duh, her ass is not that great. And who's up with this Avril Lavigne chick? Oh my god, I'm like so punk rock because I shop at Hot Topic. Oh wow, she sucks. You don't like it? Well, you could just be boring with no life. I know who killed Kennedy. It was Lady Bird Johnson, fellas. She's the only one who had the guts to do it. You still think Bin Laden did it? What's general about electric? What is electricity? Where is what it was?
I know I promise a lot here. But I still try to bring it. Cause killradio.org is life. You are not dead. Bookbind the competition. Listening to some music from Jerry Hemingway's Acoustic Solo Works record right now. It's this part. And this part. Is what I call a Randy fragment. Randy Film Still. Number 7. From that old dog game, Fetch. Now, when I was driving over here tonight, I was listening to the Chargers 49ers game being broadcast on an AM radio. And the announcers did something that I found very heartwarming and close to my own soul. This one guy was like, hey, and you know who hadn't had a bad game? And I turned it on, you know, it was right before the second half. And he's like, is offensive lineman out of Harvard. Did he say Harvard, actually? I don't know. Didn't know they sold offense there. So he's like, and the other announcer's like, oh, are you going to talk about Leckerkirker? He's like, you know, I just want to bring him up because I like his name. He's like, yeah, I'm talking about Leckerkirker. Then they got so fetish crazy saying this guy's name, Leckerkirker, that on a couple of plays later, the Chargers quarterback threw an interception, and they blame it on Lekkerkerker for missing his defensive assignment and allowing somebody to get through. He's an offensive lineman. Allowing somebody to get through to rush the passer. In this case, Philip Rivers. And the announcers are just like, yep, it was Lekkerkerker's fault. Live by the Lekkerkerker, die by the Lekkerkerker, they said. I mean, they were having a frenzy with this guy's name. Just their oral desire to get that thing out. It's going to bring us some peace.
Thank you. Guys aflame with silver and black knights. I'll take Blitnikoff over Brishnikoff any day of the week. As the gulf between your ears shall burn Warren Wells from Blackbeard off the Barbary Coast straight through to the heart of the Al Davis administration. Yeah, smoke that one out your ass. Crack your toe with female Lois Archipelago with the dance of the Celebes ape atop proboscis Wall Street. As I've seen the harbinger of juggernauts to come in the Sumatran sunset down the boulevard from the gates of hell. Nice motel. You know, cock-a-doodle-doo, periwinkle blue. Hop in the taxi dermatologist, Governor Wildcat special. Blaze hardball down Intake Boulevard by the correct Southeast bus driver. You'll end up playing bar pool with Master Bates. Here's your safe side pocket, NFB 418 ball, cornerized socket, space and sprocket. Don't ask me why, because I'll hop and fly. So the orgasms are completely wasted as they float like mad oil slicks in and out of assorted and periphrous, slippery big mouths. But the genitalia through the corridors of frivolous pursuits. Don't come near me, I'm sappy with my mantra death rating, mantra tantra. Then you'll really float, and I mean float past Hermitess and all the rest. Rest in pieces. And I'll break your neck, hunt and peck. Atop the typewriter of your soul, like mare licking foal. You know, the 64-yard field goal. Eat shit, counterfeit. Phlegm terrorism, learn to spit. Paste your slogan from coast to coast, and in your eyes I shall roast!
I know I didn't warn you about that. I also didn't warn you about this next thing we're gonna be doing here, which involves a little vocal experiment. I got three vocalists in mind to get us through the next subsection. Uncle Jim, of course, we're going to hear a little bit more from him. Going to hear a little bit from Tuvan singer Senko Namshalok. And also a little bit of Terry Durham from that 1969 album Crystal Telephone. And we're just kind of going to let him rest in our ears all together. When I'm not going to play them all together, I don't think you need that. We're going to check them out, though. All together. Just kind of smush the listening experience right up against each other. Others. It'll be kind of like scuba diving. You go down, you've got your tank of unwrinkle, and a couple of things float by, and then you get back up. You're like, oh, maybe I don't belong on the ground. Maybe I do belong back in there. Let's have a couple more choruses from Uncle Jim, and then we'll switch over. And by the way, I've already satisfied, I think, 2/5 of what I said I would do on this show, as far as what I advertised. Already got some hacker. Got a little hacker in there. Here's a little bit more for a second. A little hacker. And already got a couple of Sun City Girl track in there. Now we just gotta get Sten, Eric, and the Chalk Shut gang worked in. Back to Jim.
But I do believe that You have eaten too much, because I'm sitting Bull Run Custer at the round table with Mr. and Mrs. Out of Touch. And there's no competition here, as I deal from stack deck, passing out bounce checks to those who've signed their own death petitions. Have no fear. What are you afraid of? How much will it cost? What have you to lose but the fake soul in your shoe?
What are you afraid of? How much will it cost? Whenever you ask either one of those questions, you must ask the other.
And what terrifies the one with open wound more than the scar to come as closed door? The memory of an ancient sore. But I'll put down a lukewarm million in even money on the fact that even though you've one of the world's busiest airports, the planes just never seem to take off or land. Or so it seems that it may be my job to guarantee that your hot-throbbing obelisk shall find nothing other than cold pussy to come crashing down upon. For to see you suffer sexually may be the fool's last laugh in the swaying gardens of apocalypsia. Is it Stockton? Or is it a FedEx COD up the dress of Barbara Stanwyck? We need a little manipulation of the medical profession here. That's right. We need to do it up big time, Bob, right now. You know, it's time to dust the doctor. Cut out the tumor. Sweep him in four, push broomer. Spread the rumor with a butcher knife. Give me liberty or I'll take your life.
Ha ha ha!
They say that melancholy cures everything. I'm inclined to retrieve them. You're as cold as nice, willing to excise vice. You're as cold as nice. Willing to listen twice.
Your girlfriend or your wife? I'm the country doctor Rambo, dancing with a demon, a Procter and Gamble. I'll hop in my REO station wagon, doing a little of that Puff the Magic Dragon. You know, run over your bad motor scooter with my feet up on the dashboard and a little bit of the swish of sweet in my roach clip. This radio sounds like three fake female orgasms screaming around the corner, heading straight up for Terminal 1. Come on now, baby. I hear you put them all in a frying pan and cooked them. Well done. That's right. I love you, hon. All right, baby. And if you don't hate me by now, you'll be knee-deep in calf slobber till the cows come home. Man, that's large, guys. That's large. Fellas. A dangle and a dingle. You know, shit on a shingle like a runaway coach. You and Bill Carson riding patch-eyed and wonton Teflon Don. Because I'm wary, buried, quite contrary and archaic. The master of the mosaic. Look through glass, all that is Maya. Slippin' oysters, Rockefeller. In Irian Jaya. Doing a little half Charles Nelson Wiley Coyote. So when you go out looking for those wood carvings way down the Asmat-Dixie waterway, just remember how your predecessor was dismembered and beaten, blood-drained, cooked flesh. He was eaten. And you can sort of smell the freshly belched buckshot. Gone one over, Red Rover, Red Rover, let shotgun take over. Stick your tail up and wag it, let loose apple maggots. The meerkat stood straight up. The owls of the brush. We shall soak the brains into the mind meal mush. Subtract 700 from 40,000, what do you get? You get stabbed in the shower, that's what. But I'm a really craving that you and your pals all start eating crow, or maybe raven. Give me some of that Harry Tonic Junior. Or is it very chronic senior citizens vodka and tonic senor? Scary moronic Sinatra sucker, Sears fucker, rears and sobot, sooth sprayer, tooth decayer, hind end in a prayer. While you're sipping Contiki Trader Vic frou-frou, or leaning in a bending doing the tippy canoe. I'll be awaiting with mallet, steal your wallet, leave you laying flat out on the pallet.
The Randy one has joined us in persona. And we're actually going to keep up this vocal thing. I just found another crazy vocal thing to abstract against the tide. And this also takes care of number 3 out of the 3/5. Promise. It's kind of quiet though, so we got to listen.
Thank you.
Whoa.